The scripture for today's message is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19. For the Son of God, Christ Jesus, who was preached among you by us, by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yet yes and no, but is yes in him. Amen.
The title of this message is Men of Spirit. Let me introduce the speaker of this message. He is the president and chairman of the United Holiness Church of Jesus Christ. He is the senior pastor of Mamiya Central Church. He is going to deliver a message. Let's welcome him with Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the members of 10,000 branch churches around the world as well as in Korea, those in the local sanctuaries and those who are attending this service through satellites and internet and GCN TV viewers, let's give all thanks and glory to Father God who's blessed us to have this 2016 inauguration service. This year, a total of 46, that is one pastor, three elders, 36 senior deaconesses, one honorary senior deaconess, and five associative senior deaconesses are being inaugurated, a total of 46. I congratulate all of you who are inaugurated as precious workers for God's kingdom. I extend my thanks to all the precious guests who came here to congratulate these who are being newly inaugurated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, according to the constitution of this church, a pastor is a sacred title given through ordination, and the position is equivalent to the priest of the Old Testament, and the office of pastor is the most divine and precious office in the church. To deliver the message, to teach the Bible, to conduct worship services, to officiate a sacramental ceremony, to supervise the church, and so on are the duties of a pastor. When a pastor is inaugurated, he takes an oath that he will be faithful to his souls with all his life and that he will live a Jesus Christ-centered life. The Constitution also tells us that the duties of an elder include helping the pastor minister to the church, taking care of church members by visiting them and giving them advice and counsel, evangelizing unbelievers, and leading worship services during the absence of a pastor. A position of an elder is holy and divine given by God, and thus he must have the generous virtue and the leadership to lead the congregation. Senior deaconesses have to assist pastors with their visitation to church members, comfort and take care of those who are suffering, disheartened, and are in hardship. They must have a proper refinement and personality, and they should be generous and virtuous. For those of you who are being appointed to these positions, I delivered the message titled, Man of Spirit. Our Lord said in John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Those who are born again by the Holy Spirit after accepting the Lord should live their lives following the desires of the Holy Spirit. They should cast off the sinful attributes of the heart, and they should be preserved and completely without blame as men of spirit and of a whole spirit until the Lord comes back. The man of spirit that I will be talking about in this message refers to the man who belongs to not to flesh but to spirit. Therefore, it also includes the man of whole spirit. Mami members who listen to the gospel of holiness from their youth to old age manage their Christian lives with a goal of becoming a man of spirit. Those who are ministers and leaders should enter spirit ahead of others and set an example for them. If you are in flesh, there is a limit to the understanding the heart of Father God or doing the task of the Lord. Only after you accomplish the faith of a mature child, that is, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, can you bear the fruit which can satisfy the heart of the Father. I hope not only those who are inaugurated today, but also those who were inaugurated before, along with all mommy members, will check yourself according to this message. I also urge those who enter the Spirit to make bread from this message in more humble manner and enter whole spirit in the all the more quickly. So I pray in the name of the Lord that you may become proper in the sight of God the Father. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the man of spirit, first of all, thinks in goodness in all things. That is, he discerns what is goodness before God, and he practices goodness. The important point is that he must pursue and practice only goodness in the sight of God. From time to time, the goodness of God is different from the goodness of man. For instance, when Mary Magdalene poured the precious perfume upon Jesus, God considered her heart and deed so precious and good. What she did, however, in the eyes of the fleshly people might have looked not good. It might have seemed to have been such a waste, since the cost of the perfume could have been used for better purpose. What Jesus did, such as becoming upset with those who defiled the holy temple and healing a sick man on the Sabbath day, was truly a work of goodness before God. The evil people, however, condemned it. The priests and the Pharisees, who called themselves experts of the law, couldn't discern good and evil since they had evil in their hearts. On the contrary, something good in the sight of a man can be a way to death in a spiritual sense. There are people who violate the word of God, clearly knowing that it is the will of God, such as owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, and don't be among those who become the guarantors for debts. They do so for their own benefit or for what seems good to the eyes of people, and they build a big wall of sin. Therefore, when you discern good and evil, you must set the truth as the standard. Furthermore, when you choose goodness over evil, you must have wisdom to understand the deeper level of goodness of the Father and practice it. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the man of spirit secondly obeys completely. 2 Corinthians 1:19 says, "For the Son of God, Christ Jesus, who was preached among you by us, by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but is yes in him." The Son of God, the Almighty, came down to this earth in lowly flesh. It was obedience. Every moment he lived on this earth, he lived only by the will of the Father. Being crucified on the cross, being resurrected, and ascending into heaven, these were all obedience. Thanks to such obedience of Jesus, God could complete the way of salvation that he had planned before the ages. The forefathers of faith also accomplished the providence of God through their obedience. If Abraham had not offered Isaac as sacrifice, if, out of fear, Elisha had not stood against the idol worshippers, if Apostle Paul and Peter had not preached the gospel to avoid persecution, none of them could have been used as precious tools of God. Today, God is asking complete obedience also of you and of me. If you obey only when it is in accordance with your thoughts, only when it is for your benefit, or only when you are capable, it is not the obedience. You obey what you cannot obey. This is the true obedience. When God the Father tells me go, then I go. When he tells me to stop, I stop. And when he tells me to do it, I do it. My being a pastor, in fact, was an impossible thing in a fleshly sense. Since then, however, since I obeyed with yes and amen, God has made Manmin Central Church that God has made Manmin the church that it is today, a denomination with nearly 11,000 branch churches. I could expect persecution when I proclaimed the spiritual realm and the word that I received in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, but I didn't mind what people would think. As I believed it was the will of God, I spoke about heaven and hell and proclaimed the measure of faith. Then our members could have deep understanding of the spiritual realm and the Father's fundamentals, and they received the strength to live a life separate from the world where sin and evil prevail. God the Father didn't tell me go to places where the overseas crusades could be easily conducted. There were places where I had no connections, where I was under the threat of terrorism, or even where a bill against preaching the gospel was passed right before the crusade. But when I just obeyed, God took care of the result through my obedience, and He Himself was glorified by it. In Islamic nations that were hostile toward preaching the gospel, in Hindu countries, and throughout all of Israel, He let the gospel be preached and manifested His amazing power. This is obedience. It is to say amen if it is the will of God, even when you cannot understand it, when it is not for your benefit, or when it doesn't correspond with your plans. I urge those of you who are inaugurated today and the rest of you, brothers and sisters, to always make obedience to the truth your goal and to say yes and amen to the will of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the man of spirit, thirdly, is faithful in all God's house. Numbers 12, verse 7 says, "Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my household." Since Moses was faithful to all the matters that God entrusted him with, God considered Moses more preciously than other forefathers of faith. Those of you who are inaugurated today have worked hard to be faithful in all God's house. Since you've been the light and salt in your family or neighbor, and you've been faithful in the church, which is the body of Jesus Christ, you are inaugurated today. But I urge you to devote yourself all the more for the kingdom of God and for the souls with all your heart, mind, will, and strength. I urge you to live your life for the glory of God and for the salvation of souls instead of for your wealth and honor, for your fleshly family, for your health, or for your own personal benefit. Let me conclude this message. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, the book of Colossians is the letter that Apostle Paul wrote when he was imprisoned while preaching the gospel in Rome. Colossians chapter 1 verse 24 says, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I do my share on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions." The way of faith that we walk is surely the way of glory. It is the way of blessing that makes our spirit and soul get along well and makes us prosperous and healthy. As we live in the light this way, the Lord surely protects us and allows us to glorify God by the help of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, however, this way is also the way of indescribable toil and mourning as we obey for the gospel and for souls along the way. It is the Lord alone who understood my tears until this church had come this far. But the reason I've walked this way with joy is that I remember the cross of the Lord and that the love of the Father God that has always been with me that no one can take away. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. So may those of you who are being inaugurated and those of you who are here take the cross of the Lord, become the man of whole spirit, and bear abundant fruit until the day we all become the partakers of the glory of the Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Father God, today, a pastor, an elders, and the senior deaconesses, honorary senior deaconesses are inaugurated. Please anoint them over their head and give them the fullness of the Holy Spirit from heaven and surround them with the light and surround them with your power. Father, please help them. Bless us to finish this inauguration service. Give them strength to be faithful in all God's house. Let them have grace to go to New Jerusalem. Father, please work for them. Let their family be evangelized. Let their family be united as one and glorify you in grace forever. Those who are inaugurated, please bless them wherever they are. Thank you, Father. Be with us in the rest of this service and bless our precious guests. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Father God, bless Delma of the Philippines to be healed of diabetes. All the enemy devil and Satan go away. Diabetes go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Bless Zhang Guiyan to be healed of HB. And bless Wang Wanjin to be healed of eyesight problem. Bless Jiju Shu to be healed of cataracts and brain problem. Bless Dai Shuan to be healed of rheumatism and brain blooding. And bless Wang Jinwei to be healed of intellectual damage and problem. Bless Su Chen Shen to be healed of breathing problem. And bless Jin Chuing to be healed of pain on her chest and headache. Bless Wang Shirin to be healed of after effects of car accidents. Bless Chu Ji Feng to be healed of thyroid problems and stomach related diseases. May the light come. Bless Wang Shirin to be healed of after effects of side effects from accidents. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Bless In Victory readers and viewers and TV in Russia viewers. Bless them, Father. Please lay your hands on them and work for them. They made prayer requests. Lay your hands on them and bless them. All darkness go away. May the light come. Let them receive the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Give them power, 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 Father. Father, thank you. Be glorified. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.